Lena, welcome back to Stuttgart. How does it feel to be here and how's your preparation been going?
Yeah, very happy to be back after some years. And trying to enjoy as much time as I can on the courts and the very beautiful tournament here. So yeah, just excited about the matches.
Hi. So obviously this tournament's very unique where it's indoor clay court, and I know you just played your Billie Jean King on indoor clay. Just what do you think about in terms of adjusting to this type of surface, you know, maybe makes it difficult or challenging, you know, just given that different, it's not very common on tour.
Yeah, we were lucky enough to actually play indoor in Poland. So the surface is pretty much similar to this one. Just the ball was flying a bit differently, but cannot complain because I was training in Ukraine the week before Poland, and then in Poland with the team, and just arriving here feeling quite good. I think this tournament is as strong as it could be. So yes, it's nice to train and to get some matches here as well.
Yesterday I was at your practice on court number 2, and I saw many people asking you for pictures or autograph also before you got into the court. Probably someone was also speaking Ukrainian, I think, but I just wonder if you feel that right now you can have some sort of more support from the people, especially from your people, also of course considering what's going on in Ukraine.
Well, I feel there a lot of support in any tournament where I go to play. Many Ukrainians, I think now more and more with internet and with all the social media, there are more Ukrainians are aware what tennis is and when they can come and support us. Tennis in general is getting more popular over the years. And I feel with now I think it's 6 Ukrainians in top 100, which is amazing for Ukrainian tennis. I think people are starting to discover more the sport, and kids, especially girls, are going to trainings and really play tennis. So it's nice to have that, and I feel for our country. To be united together, and I think also sports unite us for the goal to win as many matches in football, boxing, tennis, and other sports. And it's a beautiful thing because, of course, when there is a war ongoing, it's difficult to be in the same routine and being under the attacks every single day. So it's nice to bring them some good news and some wins.
We saw also very emotional moments in the Billie Jean Cup during the national autumn. Do you feel more pressure playing for your country or more individual tournaments?
Definitely playing for my country, playing Olympics or the team competitions. Billie Jean King Cup is always special for me. I try to really be as prepared as possible because I feel that's where there are more support and more important moments for my country. I think the moment that stands out in my career is bringing the bronze medal from Tokyo, the first one in tennis for Ukraine. And every time that I step on the court and seeing a flag, Ukrainian flag next to me, adds up a little bit more pressure, but it's also motivates me every single day to do my very best because, the people in Ukraine are having very difficult times on a daily basis, and I'm a very lucky person to represent on such a big stage my country.
Hi, yes, Polski. Some time ago, I had the opportunity to talk to one young player who was supported by your foundation. So I'm just guessing how many of them were involved in this kind of help?
Well, there were, at the beginning of the war, there were hundreds of kids that we supported on a different level. Could be just with clothing, could be with relocation of the players. Also, right now, we a little bit restructured the foundation. Now we have different programs. We have tournaments in Ukraine for the kids under 12, under 14. Then we have a mental health program that is goes a couple of times a year, and 50 to 60 kids are going through every single year. Also masterclass that I go 5-6 times a year to do that with Sergei Stakovsky around Ukraine, different cities, small cities, big cities. So yeah, we do different kind of things for Ukrainian tennis. It's important, I think, for kids to get a little bit of inspiration from some professional players. And yeah, I feel like it's my kind of mission to have that, to share the moments with them. We see at the masterclass 400, 500 kids coming from all over Ukraine to share these moments, to hit some balls with us. And you know, when you see the eyes lit up in their face, is really really touching my heart, and I want to do more and more. Of course, you know, with the time, with the schedule, it's very difficult, but as soon as I have a moment, I go back to Ukraine, and yeah, I feel like it's yeah, it's the thing that I have to do.
Slava Ukraini.
So I think I saw on social media that you recently opened like a paddle club. I'm just curious kind of what led to that, you know, your inspiration to doing that, and what do you hope to, you know, get out of that, you know, endeavor?
Yeah, it's a very evolving sport. Of course, you know, I want to open a tennis club, tennis academy in Ukraine. This is the main goal. But right now, you know, we found a space, a good space for a paddle club. It's the sport that we discovered together with Sergei, and we wanted to still, you know, for people to get involved into sport, because I believe that when you are in routine, when there is a war, it's mentally very difficult. It's been 4 years, and over 4 years, that's people are into this heavy days and tough moments. And sport for kids and for people in general just releases all the anger, the tough moments, and you just switch to the good and positive emotions. And paddle is very popular sport now, and I think when you start to do a sport, you want to get involved very quick, and I think paddle is that kind of sport that you can start at any level, and you can share with your friends the court, you can train together, you can, you know, really socialize. For me, the goal is to not only to promote tennis, but also sport in general in Ukraine, and to give people a chance to discover something good for themselves.
I think time is one factor when you travel back to Ukraine, but what about your safety? How do you manage your travels? I really can't imagine being German and living here in peace.
Yeah, the travel takes time. Actually, it's can be 12, 15 hours that I travel. I travel to Warsaw first, and then I take a car for another 10 or 12 hours to go to Kiev. Of course, you know, I take a risk. I'm very lucky to have an understanding husband who lets me go back to my country. It's very important for me to really go back and do this kind of things that I mentioned, also to see my family, because my grandmother lives there, and I want to go to see her as much as I can. It's of course very, very tough to not have opportunity to fly back as we used to fly to Kiev and just be there in a couple of hours. But all the emotions, all the thankful support that I get from Ukrainian people is, you know, I couldn't imagine doing any different.
Just one question regarding the Billie Jean King Cup. As we saw a couple of former players also during the last weekend starting their adventures as the captain of their respective national team. I just wonder if you would ever like to have this opportunity in your future after tennis, if you would like to be the captain of the Ukrainian national team.
It's a good question. Actually, never really thought about it. And now, as my foundation is taking care now of Ukrainian women's team, I feel like it's already a step, and I think important step, because the Ukrainian Federation, they ask us to take care of the team, and to, like, for the past 3 years we've been doing it. Very happy to do it in, like, management kind of, because now we know the kitchen from inside. Being the captain, I don't know. I think right now we have a good captain, Ilya Marchenko, who used to play on a very good level. We have a good supporting team as advisor. We have Sergei Stakovsky. When I go back to Ukraine, I train with him every time, and he's a very experienced guy and knows a lot also about the doubles, and I think for singles also he helps us a lot. So we have also a coach, coach of the team, Ivan is very good. So I think we have three former players, quite high level. So I think so far the team is doing well. So we will see, maybe in years and years. But I prefer more like behind the scenes, and really that right now the foundation is involved of taking care of the team is working good, and seems like the players are happy too.
Only a few players have come back to the top 10 after becoming a mother, and you are also one of them. It's a huge achievement. Can you say, how do you manage so far motherhood while competing at this high level?
Yeah, it's a really great feeling to come back to top 10. It was a goal for me for this year and the last year as well. Still, I try to not get like full satisfaction from that, because I want to go higher. I want to reach high ranking, and of course the Grand Slam is always been a goal for me. I of course draw a lot of confidence and a good feeling from that achievement, but I want to go more and do better. Of course, later when I will finish with tennis, I will look back and appreciate, this achievement. And of course, I think for mothers who are planning maybe to get a baby and then come back, I think shows that it is possible, and there are like multiple players who done that, and I'm just happy to be along those great players.